Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the number one dating coach, as well as the king of makeouts, Mr. Vince Kelvin. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about the quadruple attraction dating technique. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, the number one dating coach out there, as well as the king of makeouts. Please welcome Vince Kelvin.
That was beautiful.
Dude, I'm honored to have you here, man. Can I give you a... So I'm going to give you some context of why I reached out. I was aware of you before, but I was at the Melrose Flea Market with my girlfriend. And we happened to walk by you. And, man, you got her all hot and bothered. She was leaping for you, man. And I thought she was going to leave me for you for real. Like, she's like, oh, do you know who that? And then Do you remember anything like that happening? I know you get spotted a lot.
Yeah, I'm starting to be concerned right now. I'm glad we're not too far from the road. I did tell my girlfriend to come rescue me in case that was like a setup or something.
No, that was no setup.
Oh, okay.
That was no setup.
I'm good. I didn't do anything inappropriate.
You're just being you.
All right, good.
No, you're good. That was organic. And we just happened to see they're closing the flea market and you happened to walk by. And she spotted you, and man, woo, she was leaping for you, man. So I'm like, "Who? What's going on?" And she reminded me of who you were, and I'm like, "Oh, I remember that guy because you've been in several little like documentaries or certain things out on the internet."
I've been blessed with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I was also on Lizzling, the CNN, the Seduction Game.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, that experience was incredible.
Right.
And Lizzling, oh my God, I've learned so much from her. She's Lisa one Ling. Of my heroes and mentors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where are you originally from? Like,
I grew up in Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Yeah, Switzerland.
So do you follow football, like soccer out there?
My dad played soccer. For me, you know, I'm a little embarrassed because here in America, I don't know football. I don't know baseball. Yeah. In Europe, I don't know soccer. I played hockey.
Okay. Yeah. How did you, because there might be a lot of single dudes out there that happen to be subscribed to my YouTube channel. I want to get into your whole philosophy as far as dating and anything you could help them with.
Yeah. I like to be very playful about it. But, you know, in the end, it's much deeper than that. And I'm catching a breath now because, you know, it's not the first time that I heard, I saw you, I was there with my girlfriend, so after that, I'm always a little worried what's going to happen next.
No, I come in peace, so I wasn't offended. It was actually a compliment to you, Vince.
I'm being silly, and thank you for the compliment,
but
I did hear those words.
You've heard it.
One thing that was hilarious was I was in San Francisco teaching at the Clift Hotel. Mm-hmm. I go there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And suddenly one of the security guards tells me, your girlfriend was here. And at the time, I had a couple of girlfriends in L.A. that were pretty psychotic. And I'm thinking, oh, no. And I really cannot think which one made it all the way, which one of them followed me. Is it all of them? And I'm really bothered. And suddenly, he goes, there she is. And it was a girl. I was talking to her priorly, but I spoke to her a minute. But from the outside, he felt like we were so comfortable together.
Oh, yeah.
He assumed she was my girlfriend. So there's that thing of love, sex, romance, and it's going to stay with us for our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people call it the game. I like to be playful. You know, I work with the model of quadruple attraction. Being entertaining. If a woman's around you and she's going to laugh and have a better time than ever before, you know, then you're more memorable. Mm. But also wisdom. Mm. Also being real, coming from the heart. And then also efficient, alpha. So if we touch on those four, then it quadruples your attraction. Mm. And I'm playful about it, but it's a deep matter and it's staying with us. So, you know, I want you to take it seriously. Like, you know, this past week, I had three guys. One of them, he cannot get rid of the girl, and she told him she was pregnant and he wasn't sure. Then it turned out she was making it up.
Oh, no.
And two other stories, very dramatic like that. But
is that a common thing you hear? Like, women do that.
Unfortunately, huh? After, what I hear often before is male ego has us go, oh, yeah, yeah, I heard about what you do. I don't really need it myself. But I think we all need it. I need it.
Yeah.
I'm lost without it.
Yeah, yeah. So so you're saying, let's go over the number one. What's the first thing you said that's as far as your method?
Well, right there, it's to be quadru-dimensional.
You said quadruple, like quadruple, four
yeah,
things.
Four. So one of them is entertaining, fun, exciting. Second one is wise, intelligent. Third one is to be, you guys are making me laugh.
Oh,
are you
I'm
taking notes?
No,
that's
the
awesome. Intelligence, wisdom. The third one is being genuine, compassionate, coming from the heart. And finally, the fourth one is efficient, together. You mean business, and mm-hmm. you're going to make things happen. We have all four within us already.
Right.
We have all four. So,
where in that those four, does your hygiene matter?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay, so what if you have all four but you smell?
Ah, there you're in trouble.
You're
in trouble, yeah.
You are.
Yeah. You know what? There was a psychological study that said that the biggest turnoff is an unpleasant scent.
What do you mean, body odor or your breath?
Breath, I think, is the worst one if we're close, right? But overall, like, you know, suddenly it can ruin a business transaction, any experience, mm-hmm. if suddenly we become aware. It's not our predominant sense.
Right.
If you wish, we're not like dogs going around like sniffing. Mm. I mean, men are kind of like dogs, but sniffing like that. But it becomes our predominant one in response to a smell that's unpleasant. So.
Okay, what if you check off all the boxes? You got the looks of Brad Pitt. You got you're entertaining, you're funny, you're wise, intelligent, genuine. You can form camaraderie with the female, but your breath smells like shit.
Ah, well, you can focus primarily on females who have a problem
smelling.
Smelling.
But how do you find those? How do you find those?
I don't know. There's a way to find everybody, anything in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
Or there may be some women who like it. I wonder. That would be a good question.
Well, you have a lot of experience. Have you ever met a woman that might like it?
I know a guy. Check this out. Yeah. I know a guy. This is crazy.
I know you got stories.
His fetish is the woman is farting in the middle of him going down on her. That's his thing. He loves that. He gets turned on.
I need you to.
So he goes down on the woman, and now she's farting, and that's his turn on.
But that's similar to my scenario, but it's reverse.
It could be accidental, right?
Well, shit. He's smelling shit, basically. Yeah. So he likes. Can I ask you this? He likes the smell of shit, then.
He does. Yeah. I think so. I think so.
Okay.
But you know what? Right there. Accept it. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Can I hear some other stories? I really like that story. Give me some other ones like that. You give me five more of those. I think we got one in the can here.
Oh, my. That's all I had. Here's on a serious note. And by the way, you notice the dynamic, okay? Mm-hmm. We were just playful.
Oh, yeah.
And now you touch. So the woman cannot figure you out. For me, oftentimes, you know, I'm 5'6", and I'm 55 years old.
So you just said something women can't figure out. Mystery, then. Can I write down mystery?
Mysterious. Not mystery, but mysterious. So they go like, is this guy completely crazy? Mm-hmm. No, he does make sense. Oh, he's got a good heart. But he means business. Mm-hmm. And they love to figure things out. But here's what we got to do. Here's the big mistake. Because it's not a given that every woman smells good. Mm-hmm. It's not a given that every woman is going to tap into those four attributes. Mm-hmm. You know what I like about that system also? It can help people better manage their relationships. Because we all know guys that, you know, they fall in love with a girl that, with the party girl.
Oh, right.
And they try to turn a sweetheart into, oh, you want to have a threesome?
Oh, like a freak shit.
So, so it's important to know, like, how to better manage. So, in long term, we got to make...
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sure that it's a woman that has a little bit of all four.
So I thought this is what the men need.
Oh, that's...
The men need to be this. What is the woman? The woman just has to be a woman, right?
Well, you know, for the desperate guy, yes. Is that going to be rewarding for the woman? Probably not,
unfortunately. Do you deal with a lot of desperate guys?
I deal with some desperate women also.
Desperate?
Believe it or not.
No.
Yeah.
Give me an example of that. I can't believe that. Really.
Okay, so... I like to maintain privacy, but no, they are even good-looking women that I've been coaching this woman that listening to her every week, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I'm being tactful, trying to get a picture from her, and I'm thinking, what disaster will it be? And I get the picture. It couldn't be. She's super good-looking, oh, but wow. She's still struggling.
Stemming from her self-confidence?
Expectations.
So what do you mean by that?
Well, her expectation is that she's going to meet one guy and it's going to work right away. Okay? It's too static. And we can't assume. The number one challenge for guys out there, okay, is that they think that they're dealing with something as predictable and logical as technology. If I'm not 100% there... When I enter my password, I don't know hacking, but I cannot go in, right? Mm-hmm. But human to human, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm. So they always imagine, they're feeling like they're facing androids, robots. Like the guy goes, oh man, I need to be more confident. I need to be like this. But assuming that the girl is all those things, and she's not. So the more we relax, one thing that I like to do is to relax them also. I like to be very natural. Mm-hmm. I was talking to this girl once, and I was finishing a sandwich. And when I get excited, you will feel a little bit of my saliva.
No, you haven't already. I don't mind. I notice your beautiful smell, though. Can I smell?
Oh, the smell. You want to smell me? But the saliva, I'll do my best. I'll speak this way.
No, you smell
and
like
you need a new one of those.
No, it's fine. But you smell like it's kind of like vanilla oak.
It's a blend. It's
can
a
I
secret
smell it again?
Oh, there's so much stuff.
That's
and
good.
I wear,
yeah,
I'll,
that's
here's
good.
One
that's
thing I like
good.
To
that's
wear.
Good. That's good.
The sun spray at night.
You smell, your
you know
skin
who
smells
taught
great.
Me that? Who taught me how to layer different types of creams and products on my body? Strippers. Because they got to endure the stage all night long. So they're layering thick. They go like, you know, a little glowing lotion, some sparkle stuff, some this. And this stripper girlfriend of mine told me, wear some sunscreen at night. It will drive them wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Sunscreen at night.
I wear my sunscreen
at night.
So I can...
La, 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 la. I wear my sunscreen at night.
So is that for men to wear it or women to wear it?
Oh, I would say primarily women. What we got to know also, it's so diverse in this day and age. I also have women who tell me, what are you, like a plate of fruit? You have too many smell on you.
Yeah.
I had this elder woman once. That's the last day I was chewing a gum. Suddenly, I'm talking to a girl, and there's an elder couple. We're at a diner, and the elder woman, at the end, she comes to me discreetly, and she goes, "Oh, my God, I wish you would... my husband will be more like you. Oh, my God. I wish my husband would be more like you. I love everything you were saying to her. I could feel it myself." And at the end, she says, "But please stop chewing on a gum while you talk. You look like a cow."
Oh my!
I didn't expect that. So that was the last time that I spoke to a girl eating a gum.
So you, gum is not good. Before a date, you don't chew gum while you're talking.
For the taste, but while talking, I didn't realize I was chewing. But anyway, backtrack. So I was chewing on a sandwich, and I get excited. Suddenly, I see those two girls wearing white shirts, and I go, I forgot what I said, but my food came flying, and I could almost see it slow motion. No.
Oh, flying at their face?
Yeah, and then said... I told him, give me my food back, you food thief. Well, I hope I don't owe you too much for the dry cleaning. And they loved it. They were laughing so hard.
Oh, my God.
Own it, whatever happens. We're humans dealing with humans, and that's the next level. And I want to bring that gift because, you know, when we go through life, more and more we realize all the models we had learned in high school, you know, who was this and who was that. As cool as they may be, as real as they may appear at the time, they're pure nonsense.
Right.
Pure nonsense. Ooh. So there comes a time when we have to drop all of that and realize we're all humans. Beauty is just beauty.
Right.
And beauty can also be a burden on both sides.
Right, right.
Well, I've been with those girls that are like truly good looking, and it's like, oh my God, somebody else is looking at you. Oh, can we go elsewhere? You know, and that constant burden of having to check yourself.
Oh, you're talking from a man's point of view, like being confidence?
Yeah.
Like if you have a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah, that can also, some point it gets old also.
But how do you deal with that? If you have a beautiful girlfriend, how do you deal with, because that's going to happen inevitably.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that as a man?
Oh,
how
men, men are weak. Yeah. So here's the deal.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I shouldn't say men are weak. I'm not being fair to my brothers out there. Okay. But check this out. It's easy for us men to forget our strength and come from a place of weakness. And when a man is not in his strength, when he's coming from weakness, the weaker man will wait till another guy is talking to the girl to go in. So I warn women about that.
Oh.
And women always say, "But no, you're so jealous." No, no, no. And here's the deal, okay? Let's say you're with your girlfriend. You're somewhere. You're a little bit behind her. You're following her like a puppy because she's so pretty. Every guy that's not in his strength out there is going to come and talk to her. You side to side, those MF are going to come and talk to you when you know damn well they want to talk to her.
Oh, so
you're
that's
slightly
a trick.
Ahead of her. They're going to leave you alone. That's guy code.
That's a trick.
Yeah, yeah. And here, and the man that's really, you know, like let's say guy's got his beautiful woman. He's not in need. He just had sex. They respect each other way more.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me, as a guy, if I see you.
With a woman?
With a woman.
You respect that?
Yeah, I would. I would.
But you're just saying... The same guy will want to talk to her behind your back, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Watch who you're doing it with. I mean, if you're around guys who have great women, they're probably not going to bother. If you're around guys who have...
They're sleazeballs.
Yeah,
they'll
yeah.
They'll do it.
Yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it.
So what fits the MO of that? Like, insecure guys might do that or sleaze, like, kind of ratty guys?
They need a reassurance. They don't know that they're enough. And they also still, you know, personally, what I do, I deconstruct the whole thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
I deconstruct the whole thing. Meaning, the first thing is... That idea of rejection.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, but it's false.
What do you mean it's false?
It's false. It's like it's plugged at the wrong place because in order for someone to be rejected, right? I can tell you're like super bright. I can follow your mind at the speed of light.
You're
very deductive.
I
like it.
You.
So suddenly, in order for one to be rejected, there needs to be a source of rejection. Right? But the source of rejection must be an authority. At some point, the DMV almost went for it. Check this out. I applied for a custom license plate, P, PWRFCK. Mm-hmm. Power fuck. And they didn't catch it at first. It's only once they were processing it that they said, we regret that we cannot accept your license plate. The DMV is an authority that can reject my license plate, but there's no human out there that's sufficiently of an authority to reject you, to reject me, to reject anybody. Wow. But we still buy into it.
Right.
The worst form, you know, I have an elder gentleman who's a spiritual coach and buddy of mine, and he says, quit playing the dictator in your head. I go, what does that mean? Because you're constantly judging yourself, discriminating yourself, and thank God you're only in your head, because otherwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So what advice, as far as a single guy out there that's not really well-versed in dating, like, how do you do cold approaches? Like, do you have approaches that you kind of give men?
First, you know, there's two elements. There's the mindset and the skill set. Mindset, it's a process. It's not a thing. So you start to interact a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Here's the challenge. Most guys, they want to do it all so perfectly with the perfect girl that night that they end up doing nothing. Mm. Most of the guys at first, you're next to them, there's no girl. They're looking around looking for a girl. They will not tell me about who they are, what they do, so you got to open up. One, put a nice layer of being way more social with everybody.
Right, right.
Then I like to do comment, no expectation, to test the territory. And you win no matter what. If, let's say, you, what I like to say.
This is cold approach.
Yeah, and I don't call it cold approach.
Okay, but this is just interactions.
Yeah. First, you also have to have your frame set properly.
What does that
frame
even mean?
Frame of mind.
Frame of mind.
You're not there to prove yourself to her. If you're going to doubt her. Doubt her ability to have what it takes to be with you.
So you're the prize.
Yeah, but in a reasonable manner, because it could also be done the wrong way, like, I'm the prize.
No,
that's ego.
I didn't mean
ego.
Like that. I didn't mean like that. That's the thing. Well,
it's important.
Okay, okay.
Because it turns off women. That idea, it's not that. Here's what it is. It's deep. It's far. Check this out. How many minutes have you been alive so far?
I don't know. I haven't done the math.
Well, do the math. Google how many minutes based on your age. Okay. Let's say if the guy is 20. Let's do 20 years. How many minutes is that?
Yeah, go ahead, Chelsea. Yeah, that's what she does. She does the fact checks there.
Check. Dude.
So this is so you just have to have a good frame.
Yep, solid frame.
Go in with confidence. There's no expectations?
Yeah, and beyond confidence. Confidence is also unconditional confidence.
Oh.
Confidence presupposes that only when I feel good, when I feel strong, it's a form of being a perfectionist.
Mm.
I want the kind of confidence where I don't feel it. Today, for example, I'm very saddened.
Why are you saddened?
I showed up here because I can still show up and have fun with you and so on. Because the original guy that inspired the movie Hitch, David Wiggin.
Oh, I remember that. Do
you remember David?
What's his name?
Will Ferrell.
Will Smith is in it.
Will Smith.
Yeah,
Will
Smith. Hitch. Yeah.
The guy who originated that passed away. I think yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rest
so I'm a little saddened. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
But I'm done trying to have that form of confidence where I am like a machine.
Yeah.
So real confidence is I'm uncomfortable right now and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I start with, you grab my attention. I don't know what to say. Where do we take this?
Yeah.
And I ask them, what do you do when you're being put on the spot and you don't know what to say? Okay? Mm-hmm. So, how many minutes? So, 11 million minutes, you meet somebody for 1 minute and suddenly you make that person more important? Oh, we got a problem right here. A 20-year-old has lived 11 million minutes. Suddenly, a girl pops up and it could be reversed. It's a guy that pops up in a girl's life, and that person appears for 1 minute, and suddenly the judgment of the 1 minute person becomes more important than 11 million hours. What kind of a father would that make?
Oh, wow.
That would be a father that would diss his family in a heartbeat. What kind of, because if the guy disses himself, so you cannot diss yourself because the girl that you just met doesn't get you. And it's also okay, you know? it's also okay to be happy for other people.
Right.
I wish we cannot Google that, but how many people are having sex right now all around the world?
Can we Google
Am
that?
I affected? Let's try it. Let's Google. I'm not affected right now. I'm kind of turned on by the quantity, but I'm not affected. Am I less today?
So can I ask you something?
Anything. I hope I don't talk too much.
No. I love it. I love it. This is why you're here, because I want you to spread knowledge. If you're a single guy and you masturbate, like, religiously, does that kind of take away from your dating, you know,
That's potential? A tricky one
No, you know what I'm saying? Because what you're doing is you're kind of artificially, like, nutting, and then it kind of cuts your motivation.
But who
off.
Doesn't? See, I think the reality we got to explore is a little bit outside of the reality we know. Because if I'm a guy and suddenly, why would I masturbate? Because I'm mean, because I'm evil? No, because going through life builds so much tension, and what's one of the fastest way to release it is to ejaculate.
Yeah.
So I don't think that I'm so bad and evil, but I can find better ways. I also got to know I'm not the only one.
But do you still
so
do
that,
it every, do
that's
you,
more important, I
do,
think.
Do you do it every night or every other day?
No, I have sex. Sometimes I don't have sex.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Girls got me hooked on porn again.
Really?
Nasty girls would watch porn all the time. I was done with porn.
So you don't masturbate at all?
Oh, and they were even worse than me, you know? They were even... Because, here's the truth.
Yeah.
I heard, like, you guys were laughing because of that thing. Like, you start the Google search or the search, right?
Yeah.
And then we go, like, it's crazier, and then it's gangbang, and then it's this. Yeah. And that's every guy.
What, they don't...
Because I've been sharing that with them for a long time.
Granny cream pie?
Yeah.
That's not shocking to you. Then. Yeah. Can I be honest with you? Can I show you my kit, my masturbation kit?
You have a masturbation kit? Whoa. Only if later on I can show you guys my cock.
No. We
no,
can't
my
do
tattoo.
That on YouTube.
I'm joking.
We can't do that.
It's a tattoo. It's a tattoo of a rooster. It's a tattoo right here of a rooster.
So this is,
I've neglected my abs lately, so I would be embarrassed to show it.
I use this.
Oh, I was expecting something super fancy, like made by Hustler with a little cum towel.
You get this at Target.
Oh my God, back to the basics. Is this used?
No, these are new. And then you
get the
then
glove?
Then you put Vaseline in here.
Oh.
And then it feels fantastic.
The Vaseline, the
well,
what
you,
part?
No,
yeah, because...
No, it's kind of like, because it has the material when you put Vaseline in it, and it feels when you put it on your penis and then you warm it up, because I used to have a portable heater, and then it warms up and then it feels fantastic.
That is super creative.
Yeah.
I can hook you up with a couple of girls who
No,
like
I have
that.
A girlfriend. That's okay. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but check this out. Though, when you pull the gloves, I thought we were talking fisting.
Fisting. No. No,
because I've had girlfriends that are into fisting and they come with their little glove like that.
No, there's no fisting involved. This is like a fifi, like a homemade fifi. You know, like in prison, like guys make, like with socks, they'll make like a little... Something like this.
Oh, I never made it to prison. I went to jail, but
you've heard of a fifi.
We didn't have those over there.
But you've heard of a fifi where they, you know, they take a sock and then they put something like this in the sock.
I didn't know it was called a fifi.
It's called a fifi, yeah. You know, can you write that down, please?
Fifi.
Yeah, fifi.
For my own personal note, I didn't come prepared. I'm a terrible student.
No, that's fine. So you're saying that, that's a good question. Does porn affect your dating if you're addicted to pornography?
They are girls who watch porn. So right there, maybe you'll hook up through that. I would recommend it's where you're coming from. If you watch porn out of desperation, it will affect not only your dating, it will affect your business, your creativity, your productivity, and so on.
Yeah.
It's a dynamic also. It's like life, the ebb and flow. So suddenly you start to binge a little bit, but you got to pull it back. It's a form of sex. Mm-hmm. But I think that the number one thing, if you're watching porn currently, okay, you have to perhaps start to ease and know you're not the only one. And you have to know also that you have other and greater opportunities. And you can take those opportunities.
Now, you are the king of makeouts, right?
Oh, yeah. That makes me dizzy just to think about it.
But you're the king.
It's the real deal.
Yeah, the king is here.
The king. And it's the real deal. The king of makeout.
Dude, I am honored. When did you start? Who was the first person you ever kissed in your life?
Ah, I was traveling with my parents. We were in France. Mm. I don't recall exactly my age, but those two little twins, jumelles, came to me and they said they wanted to go en forêt, which is go to the woods. I followed them and then they said, aren't you going to kiss us?
Twins?
Two little twins. Two little hippie girls, twins. And they maybe were 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. So I must have been 5 or 6 and they were 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. Okay? We've all had a little, like playing doctor at that age or something. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing was I knew you had to use your tongue, but I didn't know it was inside the mouth.
How did you know that? How old were you? How did you know
that? That I don't remember.
It was instinctual?
Instinctual. Probably a movie. Probably something.
Oh, like a movie you saw.
I don't know. And I started to lick their faces. And then we were homeschooled. We were homeschooled. And one day my sister starts to cry.
What do you mean? Their cheeks? Just their cheeks? Okay.
Like a puppy like that. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, both
of
them.
I'll allow that.
And then we were homeschooled. So one day my sister starts to cry. And me totally like Eric Cartman. She goes, we want to be like other kids. We want to go to school. Then I go, yeah. We want to be like other kids. We want to go to school. So suddenly we go back to to Switzerland, okay, where my family lived. We start school after the year has begun. I invite those two girls, Stephanie and Angelique, to go to do a little picnic because I want to reproduce that kissing two girls. And this time I'm going inside their mouth, and I sure kiss both of them.
How old were you again?
But I must have been 9. My sisters came along.
9 years old.
Yeah, my sister came along.
She was a
witness.
And
suddenly at night.
Wow.
At night, we're at home. My sister's taking a bath. We had a different bathroom. And suddenly I hear like, what is it? Tell me. My mom is asking my sister. And my sister goes, I cannot say. Then she goes like, Vince kissed two girls this afternoon in the woods. And then all the makeouts, but I don't know about the makeouts anymore.
Is it all just a blur?
No, it's not a blur because I have the go to VK the Kissing Saint on VK the Kissing Saint on Facebook. It's not my main thing.
No,
don't
I want you to plug. You to plug whatever you want.
This is not
want,
a
man.
Plug. This is just every day I put another picture of a makeout.
Oh, so you have proof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
And we followed being in the world.
You got the proof, don't you?
Yeah. And it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I've lived stuff doing that pickup thing that is so surreal. At some point, I had an agent who said, you need to tune it down with your stories because you're losing your credibility. And I don't care. Because I've really lived it.
You really are the real deal.
Yeah, I did.
You don't just talk it. Proof.
You can go. You can see one picture after another going 5, 10, 15 years,
oh,
20
my
years,
goodness.
30 years back. Makeouts after makeouts and like 3-way kiss, 4-way kiss. I have this video where we wanted to find out how many people could have a makeout at the same time. And we omitted one thing, foreheads. If it weren't for foreheads, you could make out with 5, 6, 7 human beings. Because of foreheads, the best is 4. 4 of us. 4 girls. And you. And you barely can touch with the tip of the tongue.
Okay,
maybe
man.
Gene Simmons from Kiss could do more. Yeah. So right now, I'm looking for like Tiny foreheads with long tongues. We're breaking the world record. We got to kiss seven or eight.
Okay, man. Give those lonely dudes, the single dudes out there, what is the proper kissing approach from the king of makeouts? Go ahead. Lay it on the line.
Okay.
Lay it on the line, man.
Kissing is not a switch. It's a process. It's gradual. So what I like to do first is put a few steps before. For example, I love the non-kiss kiss. Okay? Now, if you're watching this, watch, because I'm going to turn you on if you're not really, like, strong in your alpha-ness right now. If you're not, that's cool. You can be turned on by me, whomever you are. I do have that effect. But non-kiss kiss. So suddenly you look at the girl, you go, did you ever non-kiss somebody? What? Shock effect. Shock calls for a relief. After that, there's that little relief. So now this is deep stuff. See, I'm like Dr. Kelvin. I'm Dr. Makeout. This is no joke.
My
only regret is, why did I not take it to science or medicine or some other place? Right? I mean, I could have saved the planet. No, I had to be a fucking perv. Let the truth be known. 30 years of nonstop research, teaching on all continents, searching.
So that's called known kiss?
No, that's just an example.
Okay, yeah,
so we tease the known kiss kiss. The and then you ask her, how good of a known kisser are you? She's still confused. So you explain, well, right now, I'm going to known kiss you. So you cannot come any closer, but at some point, we're going to kiss just through the imagination. Right now, no, it's, and you keep on correcting her. Now it's too early.
This is just a straight, just a one you, woman you met in Vegas or just a,
random woman. Yeah, because what, see, we got to know what the challenge is. So the challenge is.
Because that's a challenge.
Let's say a guy is with a girl. So how long you've lived here? Oh, quite a bit of time. You like it? Yeah, I do. What do you do for a living? What are we going to do? Get rid of whatever's in between, grab her and kiss her. So guy waits for the moment to make his move. That doesn't exist. But if instead we elevate from those silly questions to, do you think kissing is going extinct? Here's another one of my examples.
Is that a question you asked?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think kissing is going extinct? It would be sad. Can you imagine if generation after generation never know the pleasure of lips softly coming together and touching? And what to you is the best part of a kiss? Sometimes it's before it happens. See, even if you and I, we never kiss right now. Still, this moment was quite special. Just for that, I'm going to give you a little kiss, right? And when you say, I'm going to give you a little kiss, right? If you did it well, the woman will be like biting her lips. So right there, give a little kiss.
Oh, is that a
and
sign?
Don't
is
be
that,
greedy.
That's a sign if they're, kiss, if they're biting
Yeah,
their
lips? On Saturday, I was with a private client and we were sitting across from this girl and I was saying like, some signs of arousal. I was saying, usually the eyes blink a little bit more and her eyes were blinking. And You cold read what's happening. But I don't want to give too much because it'd be great if some of you guys can kiss somebody tonight and share an adventure, okay? Mm-hmm. And only kiss people who like being kissed. And if they don't like being kissed, they're missing out. Check this out. So if she's leaning in, kiss briefly on the lips. Don't be greedy, okay? Us guys, the moment we get some, we want more. We want more of her time. We want to kiss her again. We want to see her again, and that we need to correct.
Just pull back on that.
Yeah, even if inside you go, I can't wait to see her again, and then you go, well, you know, I hate to disappoint, but I'm not sure if I could make it this weekend. Meanwhile, have you ever thought about XYZ? Now we're in touch, and last minute we meet. That's more fun than that neediness. Mm. So if she's kind of in between, plant a little kiss and say, I'm going to give, just for that, I'm going to give you a little kiss right there. Kiss on the cheek, maybe.
What if they pull away?
If they pull away,
what if
you,
they go, oh,
you make them laugh. You make them laugh.
Okay, so.
And you go, let's clarify something first. Okay? The no, like, don't talk to me. No, and so on. The real trained pickup artist doesn't need to hear that twice. He will hear it or detect who's not ready first. Okay? We make better men. So if it's like, don't kiss me, with that intensity, you don't even say anything. You walk away.
You walk away.
Or you say, you're good.
Thank
you're
you for
reassure,
clarifying that.
You
Thank
reassure
you for clarifying
a sister.
That, Vince. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thank
oh, yeah,
you.
Yeah,
Thank
yeah. No, we're better men. Mm-hmm. It's not about like, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Lizzling, She got that. She got it that we were the solution, not the problem. And mm-hmm. and more recently, I was on a couple of shows where they got confused again. They thinking like, are we like making men even more aggressive?
No, they're
so afraid already. And if she really pulls away, but it's more playful, you grab her hand or whatever part is closer.
You physically grab her hand?
Or not even that. You go, here, I kiss your pinky.
Okay, pretend I'm the girl then.
Okay, so you could physically grab. I'm not going to physically grab.
No, it's okay.
I'm not. Okay.
Okay.
And or you could just go here. I kiss your pinky without even touching, or just briefly touching, or touching backwards.
Okay. Okay.
And then you tease her. Then I would grab the hand and go, "Oh my God, who else here got pinky kissed today?"
Oh.
And then I talk
so publicly, like this is a social situation in public or something.
Yeah.
Like in Vegas or something.
But wherever.
Or a park, or wherever.
I like to be intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First, I detect like who's around. Mm-hmm. Are there kids, elder, mm-hmm.
yeah,
and so
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
But we're missing that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That idea. I never had a problem because people love that chance to get playful once mm-hmm. again.
What if the woman's personality is not playful and she's just wanting to just do her thing?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not be bothered.
This is not the candidate you're looking for.
Okay,
from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes it's almost offensive mm-hmm. to a woman if a guy goes, "Oh, I love you." Really? And what references do you have? "I don't know. I just love you." So we have to get to know each other a little bit. So you walk around and you toss little comments.
Mm.
And
it's not
a reflection of who you are.
You're just fishing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for example, pass by, I would say, "Whoa, your tattoo's very interesting positioning."
Am I a female?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's say.
Thank you, Vance. Thank you.
Right there, I'd say, real quick, let me ask you. But if the person doesn't say anything, there's still that higher reality in which she's giving me a gift, which is
she's
making me stronger as a man.
Her time. She's giving you her time.
Oh, yeah, and it'll work out so I'm not so... I imagine this crazy reality where every woman is giving me a gift, okay? So if suddenly I say, "Whoa, interesting tattoos." And she look at me real mean like that. I go, inside, "Thank you for giving me the gift of not being so sensitive. Ooh, what a workout."
Thank you for giving me the reference
of not being so judgmental so fast. But the truth, 30 years of doing this, what I hear most of the...
30 years?
Yeah. Most of the time, what I hear is, "Oh, thank you, chit-chat a little bit. It's mm-hmm. upbeat. People are happy. They like it."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the more often you do it, soon you also know, don't talk to that person, not that person, not that person.
Let me ask you this. What about the guy out there who's never gone out and is just behind a computer screen, eating Cheetos, and, you know, doesn't really have that experience? How do you help that guy?
First, is it completely true that he never went out?
He's a recluse.
Once in a while. Recluse.
He's a recluse. He plays video games and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe just masturbates and watches videos and plays video games.
I would recommend that. That's okay, but frame of life. We're passing through this experience on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the most inspirational attitude I've witnessed was from this guy, a CEO. Suddenly, I'm teaching, and
you taught a CEO. He was one of your students.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I go, "All right, social freedom." And the guy, like, really, you know, like business, like
suit tie,
traditional,
suit, tie.
Conventional. He's like, "Aah!" I'm amazed. And then there's like other people. There's this hip hop guy that goes, "Aah!" A little shy. I gotta ask the guy. I said, "I'm surprised you really participated." He goes, "That was the most ridiculous thing I ever was suggested to do. But as a person, as a human, I don't want to be so, you know, limited that I cannot participate in an exercise like that." So he personally, his mindset is he will train himself to be the person that will do different things.
Wow.
You know what?
In the tarot cards. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you do tarot cards?
I'm not an expert, but I consult with experts all the time.
You dabble in tarot cards?
Oh, I love readings and so on.
So is there some truth to that? Do you implement that in your dating techniques or the tarot cards?
Not really as a joke. What you want to implement is you, what you like already. So right. you would implement, you would play the piano with them.
Skateboard.
Yeah, the cool art, the stickers. Mm-hmm. Okay, you implement tattoos, whatever is your thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, but there's a card that is connected. You know, like the planets are connected. Yeah. There too, I'm not an expert, but you're like, what do they ask? What's your adjacent sign or some...
The rising sign. Yeah.
So same thing in the tarot. Being surprised, the card of the being social is called the Empress. Fashion, social, seduction, that's the Empress. Mm-hmm. But what is the card associated to the Empress? The Hermit.
I was just going to say Hermit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I'm a major Hermit.
Yeah, recluse.
I'm a major Hermit.
You're the Hermit?
Oh, I'm both.
Oh,
I'm
you're both.
Right after this, I'm going to have to withdraw. Regain my power. I'm going to be low-key.
And then you go to your cave.
And then in 2 days, maybe I'll run into you at the Melrose Market again and be all
so
like...
So you need to recharge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I think that if a person... First, you're okay to have preferences, but make sure your preferences are not limitations.
Now, what about this? Because I just noticed you have some beautiful tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Do tattoos help in the dating market?
At some point they do, but nah, who doesn't have tattoos, right?
Not everybody. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm saying for a man. Does that impress?
Here's what wouldn't help. Guy would not get a tattoo, but he's thinking that getting a tattoo will get him a girl.
No.
I had this guy who bought a guitar and started to learn how to play the guitar to get a girl. He never got a girl. I had this other guy who never knew how to play the guitar, and he just said, I would never play the guitar, and suddenly he gets laid and the other one doesn't. So you do it because it appeals to you.
Right.
One thing that's pretty cool, though, as an experiment, you know, as an experiment, sometimes I like to get a bunch of guys that normally are pretty withheld and put biker's jacket on them.
But we gotta be
cautious. Let's not do that where there would be rival biker gangs.
No.
So
we don't want to mess with
but
the
Mongols.
But
let's say you go... And suddenly they're wearing colors for the first time in their life. That's a fun experience.
And what does that do to them? Do you see them changing?
It's for the first time they're being perceived a little bit differently.
More masculine, more tough?
No, it's not, you know, we need to redefine masculinity. I have this amazing program. I'm turning it into a book. It's called Evolving Masculinity.
Okay. Is that out now? Are you working on that?
The video version is out, and we're turning it into a book, Evolving Masculinity.
So going back to your analogy as far as the biker jacket, what does that do? What has that done to a
guy? It changes when you perception. They
change perceptions of themselves.
The way we're being perceived also affect how we perceive ourselves.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So suddenly there's a shift. Suddenly they're being looked at like... differently.
He's cool.
And we're opening the door.
Okay? So it's not masculine, it's cool then. It's not so much masculine, it's more like, oh,
there's a level of
cool.
respect that they probably never got before. There's a level of being feared also. If we do it well, if we really like some nice colors together and walk. You know, the moment you see like five guys wearing biker's jackets,
that's intimidating. Yeah, that's threatening.
For everybody, for a touch. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of swag. But.
So does fashion matter when you're in the dating market? Your fashion?
Hygiene, yes.
So hygiene is obvious.
Fashion would be, you got to have style. You got to do
you have style.
Something.
Yeah, you have your style.
You got to be a person that's happening. In your own ways.
In your own
There's no set model. Yeah. That's the mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the mistake. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. For me, when I went to school, it was still about like, only if you're the cool guy, if you do this, if you do that, then you're going to get the girl. And I bought into that and I worked so hard at that. And then suddenly I started to realize that's bullshit. That's what we need to dismiss. Truth is, own yourself.
So why is this in high school? Why is it like the
Oh, yeah, but my high school was such a long time ago.
Well, I'm just saying typically in America, let's just say typically, hypothetically, in America, you're typical, the quarterback of the football team. No style, but he gets all the girls, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, where does fashion work there? I mean, is it because he's just the quarterback or?
You know, it's core needs, okay? Gravitate, yeah.
Oh.
Core needs.
Okay.
Remember those archetypes I shared before?
Yeah. Core needs.
we have a core need for security, safety.
Okay, security.
And it's very deductive because the girl is not that and the guy may not even be that.
But he's perceived that way because he's the captain.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so, the leader, so,
so,
right?
So that would reassure. That would ensure preservation, security, and being provided.
Protection, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and protection. Mm-hmm. But that's also, you know, it's a little bit BS.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, because maybe that guy will not take care of his affair afterwards and
or
so
what
on.
What if he becomes a loser in college?
Yeah, that's it. You get it. You get it.
So
what we got to do is transcend the stereotype and know the core needs and know the real dynamic. Core needs are
security,
need for security, need for excitement. That's why the bad boy, wild excitement. The next one is a need for connection.
Connection.
Okay. You could have a guy, you know, typical a man later on in life. They're good providers. They take care and they don't understand why their woman is not sleeping with them anymore because you're not paying attention. They're not connecting with you anymore.
Is that why there's a lot of divorce? Because the wife gets bored.
Because the needs are not being met.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going by your list.
Yeah, you got to meet those needs.
What do you tell a married man then? His marriage is about to go in shambles, and all he does is sit and watch football.
We find what's his strongest and reinforce the other ones a little bit also.
How do you pep up the excitement in his marriage then? What do you tell that man? What do you tell
right
that
there
man?
With those, we encounter another challenge, okay?
What's that?
The challenge is to search too far. We're all humans, so to some degree, there's already kind of a bad boy within all of us. We are efficient in our own ways. We are wise in our own ways. So we need to start where we're at. But the mistake would be to create a gap by going, oh man, I should be more like this. I'm not enough like that. You want to recognize it within. So start with the question, what are all the ways in which in my own ways? I'm pretty exciting. And then what's the next nearest thing that would come after that? Okay?
Connection.
Oh yeah. So connection, but
you said security, excitement, connection.
Connection, and the last one is growth.
Growth. Like, what do you mean by that? Like, growth in the relationship?
Yeah, that we're going somewhere in life. That is a progression. But now you need to contrast that with three other things. You ready?
Wait. On top of the four you already said?
Yeah. Okay, we're digging deep. I wish we had a board by now.
Hey, man,
board would look like your wall right there.
Dude, look at this. I feel like I'm in school. Okay, so security, excitement, connection, and growth. And what are the subsets, the next three subsets?
Okay, the next subset is going to be that we are humans. So you're not facing on the other side anything that's perfect. It's all over the place.
So we're all humans.
Yeah, so that's idea of dating, talking to people, and so on. It's something that is not, complete. It's partial. What does that mean? Part of me is going to feel shy talking, while part of me is going to probably desire talking, and she's probably feeling the same. Okay, so it's a little bit all over the place. We need to accept that.
Okay.
Because I see too many guys, they're starting... They think it's an absolute. That's the word I was looking for. So it's not an absolute. Okay,
so
it's
approximate.
That's one of the three.
So say that again.
Cease to treat it like an absolute. An absolute would be suddenly there's that beautiful woman. She has everything together in her life. Her tastes are perfect. Only a man who is perfect will measure to this phenomenal creature. BS.
That's bullshit.
I have this program. I dislike giving numbers, but I have this idea. Talk to 10 a day. Now, most people are not going to do
it. What does that mean?
What somebody would consider a true beauty, a 10.
So 10 women that are 10s?
Per day.
How do you do that?
If anybody's going to do that, but...
Where do you find that?
But not like in L.A. In L.A., that's easy, right? L.A., New York, that's easy.
Okay.
And you don't have to do...
So 10
pick up. You just, it could be one is at a cash register. You talk to her briefly. And so,
ten women that are tens.
Yeah. And here's why. Here's why. You ready?
Is that in your book too? 10 and 10?
10 and 10. That's another program. I created
how many programs you got, man?
Hundreds. 100. I come up with a new one every month. I love it. I'm like, I'm Professor Kelvin, but why didn't I take it elsewhere?
He's got two.
Why? I could have been like by now. Where would, what planet would we be on? What would we, if I had gone into researching, like resolving some matters of the environment? No, I had to go for pussy.
Okay. Can we say that's fine.
That's fine.
You can say okay, it. Just right. Not in the first 5 minutes.
All we're, right, we're all right. By the end. All
so
right.
So how do you
cock,
like
piss pussy? No.
So do you find
okay, so we need to elaborate.
10 and 10.
Here is
10 and 10. This is you're on 10 and 10.
Yeah, 10 and 10. So but why would we talk to 10 per day?
To get you comfortable.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Comfortability.
Beyond here.
Connection.
To have
connect.
The realization of the true nature of humans. We thought, nobody's going to do this, but let's say if there's one person out there who goes, I'm going to do it, and not for one day. 10 for 10 days.
Your students have done this.
Not everybody follows directions, you know.
But
let's say you follow directions. Here's what's going to happen. Suddenly, you're going to talk to what everybody would say, oh my God, she's a 10, and you're going to be, that girl was very bright. Wow, that was like a mind massage, wasn't it? Oh. Suddenly you're going to talk to the next one and you're going to be, is it me or she was shy? Mm-hmm. She was super shy. And then you're going to talk to the next one. You're going to be, oh my God, that one was sweeter than my grandma, the hug she gave. And then one of them would be, oh my God, she was stuck up. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you're going to realize that it's not the logic where looks equal intellect equals better choices. Many beautiful women choose men that they later on regret. Right. So ease, talk to everybody. A real confidence would be, I talk, and suddenly the person goes like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Why would I suddenly change my view of myself because one human being didn't like me? Since we're close to the end of the interview, I was in London. I'm going back to London this summer, but I was in London, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you're welcome to cut that off. But suddenly I was 43 years old. I slept with a 19-year-old. I walk out and she smelled like, you know, the fresh car smell.
Wow.
When you go to the car wash, they ask you, new car scent.
Yeah.
New car scent. Yeah. You go, oh my God, that new car scent. So right there, it was like the new car scent.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, oh my God, I just slept with a 19-year-old beauty and I'm walking all tall like that in front of the hotel. Suddenly comes a girl and I said something and there was a guy and his wife. They come to me, they go, that was so clever, that was so witty, that was so sweet what you said. Told that girl, what was her response? The second girl, okay? So there I was, I had just been with a beauty and I was with someone that wasn't that good looking and they went, we are all free. Remember I said the third element, we're going to go serious again a little bit. It's to understand that esteem of the self, confidence and so on, they are not a given. It's totally normal. It's an evolution through life.
Mm.
And we got to learn how to be more okay not being comfortable. Okay?
What, not comfortable?
Yes.
To be uncomfortable?
To be uncomfortable.
So that's a priority.
That model of success that I only want to feel good, I want everybody to like me, I want to, is so limiting. Yeah, I should be wise. If I can have a comfortable bed versus sleeping on the floor, unless there's a reason why I'm on the floor, sleeping on the floor.
It'll motivate you to get a mattress.
But
it motivates you.
If not,
then you're comfortable. You get comfortable.
Embrace it all.
That makes sense.
Embrace it all. The real evolution would be, you know, I am no longer hoping that I'm maybe the end of my life will be a tragedy, and I'm okay with that. No, that sucks.
Wow.
That's
Well, you covered, how we do it? So you covered a lot. I just want, man, how, because there's so much, there's so much knowledge you just shared. My next question is this. How does a man keep his frame? And if he, you know, if he's with a good woman and he loves her, how do you keep a woman? How do you keep her for life?
How do you keep a woman for life?
For life.
Well, you need to understand that it's a process and it's not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So number one mistake men will make, they go, well, I got the girl now. There's no such thing. That's ridiculous.
So there's more work.
You have entered the door. So there's no point of arrival.
So you have to do more work.
Yeah, more work.
Really?
Yeah, and now it's more like, you know, it's focalized on one person, but you got to work on it. But no, not hard work like that.
No, but that makes sense because a lot of men out there, they get comfortable. Yep. They're with a beautiful woman. They lay on the couch, eat potato chips, get fat.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when the woman leaves.
Yeah, and you got to know also that it's going to fluctuate. A really good relationship, some days you're going to look, I'm going to say him once, okay? Some day you're going to look at him and go, oh man, what am I doing with him? And some days you're going to stare at him and go, oh, look at him. And same thing with her, mm-hmm. okay? And that's okay. That's
so what
all
do you,
part
what
of
do
the
men
process.
Have to do to keep their frame? Do they have to work,
well, here's
exercise?
Here's what it is. Okay, first we rewire it from the get-go. You know, they say, like, teach a man how to give a fish or teach how to fish. Me, I teach how to fish, so to speak. Because that idea of, like, teach me one thing I can say to a girl. Like, every time I'm out in the world, somebody goes, hey, there's that girl at work. What can I say? First, if there was something that you could say, I wouldn't say it because, you know, that's not how it works. But right there... We cannot work it that way. There's nothing you could say. Like, okay, so suddenly, hey, there's that girl at work. What could I say to her? Oh, go and say those words, and she's going to be, I wasn't thinking about that man before. I'm not the type. But after all, I will give him a blowjob in the bathroom at work. Great idea, right? So what can I say? It's a big project,
yeah.
But it's been taboo for so long that we all, like, kind of, in the dark, and I bring the light and hopefully save a few on the path of love, sex, and romance.
So how do you, so does a man, to keep a woman, so exercising isn't involved, like keeping your frame?
Oh, the frame that you got to do is, here, you're allowed binging maybe for like 2 days.
Binge
and you're allowed... Unless you can call in sick once. So suddenly we're having sex. It's the first week of us being together. You can binge for 2 days, order food, and you slack off a little bit. That's okay. After that, you say, baby, I'm going to see you in 2 days from now. And until then, okay, I got to do my thing. And you go and you do your thing better. Okay, but no man will do that. No man will do that. But that's what we got to do. That's when we become soft and we're not fair to her. But it's so hard for me. It took me decades of practicing that one.
What, doing that?
Oh, no, I was doing the opposite. Suddenly,
so what was the opposite? What's doing the opposite then?
Oh, like...
Just catering to... Just being around all the time?
Yeah, you forget about everything that was dear to you. It's forgetting about yourself.
What you need to do.
You're mesmerized.
What you need to do as a man.
Yeah. Plus also, see... Sometimes a relationship doesn't last because it wasn't meant to be. So we cannot enter relationships that were not meant to be anymore.
How does a man know?
Well,
what are the warning signs?
Well, it's not so much the warning sign. It's the test of truth. First, are you really with that woman because there is something about her, or is it because nobody else wants to be with you? Then the test of truth would be you just slept with her. And now you say, hey, I'd love to see you again, but I got to go work. If the woman goes and is not okay for that, she will reveal herself sooner.
Really?
The real nature of the relationship will reveal itself sooner when we're not afraid. Because us men, we get very fearful. A lot of what we do is because we're afraid. We're afraid. It's always the same thing we're afraid of. It's ridiculous.
Right.
We're afraid that she's going to be with another guy. And we never fantasize that she's with another guy going, why did I leave him? He was so much better than this new guy. We always imagine the new guy is like better. Okay, mm-hmm. And then we design everything around that. So it's reactive. It's not proactive.
Right.
Proactive is if you don't want to be with me, go ahead. If you want to be with somebody else, be with somebody else.
And that's a way to be.
I don't need to control. I trust. Higher trust.
So that's great. So
that's
a way to be. You just let it go.
And to not be afraid. You know, I was married 5 times.
What?
The first one died on me at a young age. I had 2 other girlfriends after that died on me also. So 3 times I went in a relationship and she died. One was deported. back to Australia.
Oh my God.
A lot of crazy stories like that, you know. I also was with adult film stars where after a while I was like, enjoy work, baby. Yeah, yeah, tell me all about it. Wash your mouth a couple more times when you come back. Remember, we have that deal, okay? So after a while, you just remember what Hustler said, relax, it's just sex, and you let it go. You let it go, you know?
So you've had experiences all over the map.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like as far as the types
and
of women
I don't
you've been
know
with?
What's going to come next. And, you know, I'm witnessing my father had to go to a retirement home not too long ago. We tried everything. My sister is amazing. She's a nurse and she tried everything. 3 years of taking care of him after my mom passed away. But finally, you know, he just couldn't. He has Parkinson's. He sleeps.
So did my father.
Days. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I got the tattoo of my dad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's the van you used to drive. So, yeah, that was.
Yeah. One day it may be us, you know.
Yeah. That might as well just.
And then
live
how
our lives.
Foolish are we going to feel about all the times that we could have talked and we didn't.
Exactly. You're going to we're all going to die one day. Might as well try.
Yeah. And for me, it's like. Graduate from high school, elementary school, kindergarten, and even college ASAP. Once you're out of those synthetic environments, you got to graduate ASAP. You can still be the king of the party, but you cannot let the party own you.
Right.
So that dynamic where you're still buying into like, oh, I'm like this and I cannot talk. We're all humans. I love the most refreshing interactions I have are with elders. Elders.
Older men or women?
Yeah, in general.
Because you learn to have a lot of experience. They,
okay, so here's what's funny. Little kids passing by. Oh my God, your hair! Today some kids said, are you, what's the cartoon like? Sonic. Are you Sonic? So that's so fresh, okay? Then, like teenage, they look, they're curious, and then comes that age where, oh, it's not cool to look, okay? And suddenly, and we forget, and we go like dormant, and then suddenly comes elders, oh my God, look at your hair! Does it take you a long time? I love that!
Yeah.
And then suddenly comes a beauty, and it's like, you know my hair, you could look at least. The effort some women put into not looking. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Sometimes I want to pass by on fire. They still be like.
Just out of my own curiosity, how long did it take you to get that hairstyle?
Too long. I have two brilliant hairstylists, but it's
how much product,
so
like,
unpractical.
Like how much product do you to keep it that
Oh my God, right now it's so itchy.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. But you use like mousse?
I spend so much time taking care of my hair that when we do my taxes, and I do pay my taxes, my accountant goes, this amount is too high. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Oh, you know,
what?
I noticed that you have even, it's like braided in the,
Yeah.
So is that from the back, the back's long?
Yeah, those I can, they're.
So I could do that with mine, possibly.
That's not my hair right there.
Oh.
I think I can take this one off. And give it to you. Oh, I had brought a gift.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I had brought a gift symbolically.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Crap,
Fitz.
I lost a condom. Oh, no, it's in this pocket.
Okay,
see, I brought you this gift. Because that would be bad. Can you imagine? There's a hole in this pocket. I come here, I want to bring you a gift. I drop a condom and then your girlfriend finds it. Who is this? That guy,
there's
Vince
a lot
Calvin.
Of explaining. You know what? To be safe, thank you.
Yeah, no, put it in the collection. Do not use it because I don't want to be liable.
No,
for
oh, no, no. There's
imagine?
No liability. Yeah. No. I'll scotch tape.
I want to be a godfather. I would love to be a godfather.
I'll scotch tape it on the wall.
Yeah, that would be cool.
No.
I used to have mine that said, if you don't use me within 48 hours, call, and it had my number on it.
No, dude, there's one last piece of advice for the dating thing.
One last piece of ass.
To a lonely guy out there in his room eating popcorn in his boxer shorts. Go ahead. Give him a message. A little encouragement.
Motivation. Don't want to give them a message. I want the elder them to give them a message. Take a breath. Close your eyes. And now imagine that through time and space, the you from 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now comes to encourage you, and it's really genuine loving encouragement, and you're very capable, you know, Don't ever subscribe to anything that doesn't recognize there is human effort, cleverness, deduction everywhere in anything. You know, even if we help people with like some serious mental illnesses, there are patterns in them. Mm-hmm. So there is cleverness everywhere. You are capable. You don't have to play solo. You know, just like go venture the world a little bit. Work on you.
There you go. I like that.
You'll be
like
happy.
That.
And everything like is that. Gradual. Everything is gradual.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, here, see, we're vibing. All the richness that come. But there was that moment where I was like, oh, I hope that's going to be okay. Maybe you were feeling that way first. So it's not abnormal to not know where to begin. It's not abnormal to not know what to say. Cease to live in a reality in which you're constantly contrasting yourself with perfection. That's not
great.
True.
That's beautiful.
That's not true. Let's celebrate, embrace, just who you are, the way you are. There's plenty for everybody.
Yeah.
Don't ever make that mistake also. Finally, after my first wife passed away, I went, like it took me 4 years to resurface from that. And suddenly I meet a girl. And she is I met her in San Diego.
I'm from there.
Poway.
Yeah.
A little bit outside of San Diego where Tony Robbins used to have his events. It's going to come back to me. But anyway.
Amir Mesa?
Close.
Okay.
So there, I meet this girl and she's a power lifter professional.
Really?
She's super built, but a good body. And she looks a little bit like Pat Benatar.
Oh, nice.
Sleep with her. After 4 years, I cannot believe it. Oh, my God. But it was such a tour de force. But then, as I'm sleeping with her, I'm feeling so miserable. Like, oh, my God, you're so skinny. Oh, my God, she's going to hate it. And then I imagine, like, she's laughing at me, telling her friends, I slept with this tiny guy from Europe, skinny, and so on. And then suddenly, I go, I got to join the gym. So for 3 weeks, I lived at the gym for three weeks. Thank God I didn't like hurt myself or anything like that. And suddenly she comes back and I'm all proud and we're making love. And I feel, you know, 3 weeks is not enough for to build anything, but I feel stronger. And I go, you notice something? And she goes, no, what? And I go, I've been going to the gym for 3 weeks. She got so pissed. She pushed me away. She got up. She goes, no. I'm around those guys all day long. I like you because you're petite. Your body's soft. You feel more like a dancer. That's what I like. But I didn't get it then. It took me 30 years of repeat experiences for myself. Women coming, going, 5,000 makeouts, sleeping with over 1,000 women, and also being married 5 times, and so on, and the breakups, and the coming back.
I want to end it with this,
to finally realize that I'm okay the way I am.
I want to put some encouragement out there for the single guys. Does your penis size matter?
Penis size, well, you know, yes, old... First, all penis sizes are very helpful.
So it doesn't
matter. No. I've had girls that their thing is to find the tiniest penis and to really like that's there are girls who like that.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So there you go, guys.
There's girls who like gigantic penises, there's girls who hate gigantic penises.
But what about
penises.
Micro? What about micro?
Micro penises, that's also a novelty. I swear.
So there you go, guys.
Check this out. There was this crazy stripper.
See, there's love
crazy
for everyone.
Crazy stripper. I got her. I got my guys to vote for her, and she became Miss blah, blah, blah. We would have sex, okay? And, you know, people say I have balls. I love my testicles, but I don't have...
What do you mean by that?
No, they mean symbolically I have balls. Oh, like, but I don't think my balls are that special. My penis curves like a banana. It's the curving type. Okay. And then, at some point it bothered me. I was like, you need to straighten that thing. Like, I bought the weights and stuff like that. But then after that, so I'm with that girl, but my penis is fairly long.
Yeah.
Like I've heard like it can, I sometimes heard girls. Let me see. So let's see. If we touch the when it's out, it's about like that. But how many other penises have been measured?
That's like 7 inches.
7 inches. Okay, you tricked me. I thought it was longer than that. Okay. Shit. Can we do it again? Cut. How many? I'm more concerned in this day and age by how many penises have touched the rulers before. But we don't measure depth of vagina.
Exactly.
See, but
exactly.
I'm such a guy.
Yeah.
If this ruler had been used to measure the depth of vaginas, I would be like.
Okay. So that's a good ender. We'll end it with that. Let's start. Let's plug your book. Hey, is your website? Can we start plugging your website or your Instagram?
IG. Yeah. Vince Kelvin.
Yeah.
YouTube. Dude. Vince Kelvin. I'm old school. I still have my Facebook.
How do they sign up for your classes?
The website is vincekelvin.com. And can I?
How much is a class? Oh, how much is a class?
Sliding scale.
Sliding scale.
Oh, I have this thing called Aphrodite's Prince. We meet every single day. I go live for 30 minutes. It's $27 a month. And you get access to all the videos from before. But something even better. I've done that on Ice Poseidon, every show, okay? And I got in trouble before, but so here's my phone number. Here's my cell phone
number. What are you doing, dude? No, this is going to be on YouTube.
I know. This is insane. It's hilarious. I got to do it again. That's my trademark.
All right, go ahead, man. I mean,
I once, with Ice Poseidon, I had 1,000 texts. I dare you. We're going to break the record, more than 1,000 texts.
Go ahead.
1, 3, 2, 3. 309-3219.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to another episode of this.
I like to live dangerously.
Don't leave me hanging, Vince. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of this.
I love you, man.
That was great. That was great.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Dude,
I mean, 7 inches, but that's a pretty big fan.
You should be proud.
You should feel good about that.
Yeah.
I'm a reasonable fan. No, I'm a huge fan.
So we have another podcast called Scissor Bros. Tune in Fridays for that. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. If you want to help support this content, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Also, I have a P.O. box. If you want to send any mail or letters or packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was an honor having you, man.
Oh, it
Hell
was.
Yeah.
Totally. Thank you.
Thank you.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.